Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here are more omissions, misdirected priorities, and incorrect facts from Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first State of the State address. On Wednesday, I took her to task for not discussing the most important fiscal crisis facing Michigan state and local governments, that being the net present value of $70 billion of unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Another major omission was not mentioning how Michigan's charter schools, which on a statewide basis have 70% of students qualifying for free or reduced school lunches compared to the statewide school district average of only 40% of students, has achieved, on average, greater educational achievements per dollar spent when you compare comparable student socioeconomic levels. Also, she did not discuss high school vocational education, where students get paid to learn high-paying skills to help alleviate the state's blue-collar worker shortage. Government need not subsidize students who earn a living in the process of learning these trades. As for misdirected priorities, instead of advocating a huge increase in gasoline taxes, where, deceptively, 40% of these taxes collected will never be spent on roads and bridges, the governor should have advocated copying what Indiana has done in leasing its major roads to cut government expenditures and increase road quality. Sure, users of the roads will still have to pay for their maintenance to the private sector, but the private sector has a better track record of higher quality and lower costs. Similarly, the solution to unsafe water is to turn water and wastewater systems over to the private sector, which already supplies over 20% of America's water demand with a far greater record of safety, according to Environmental Protection Agency records. The last point I'll mention is her incorrect claim that women in Michigan's workforce make 78 cents for every dollar that men make for doing the same job. Studies are virtually unanimous that when education and experience levels and the number of hours worked are taken into consideration, the so-called pay gap is only a few percent at most. I hope Governor Whitmer can become a much better advocate for Michigan citizens. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.